I am excited to welcome back to the show Chris Kalafas, who was a longtime educator, in fact, a middle school music teacher, and during his 30 years in that role, now a writer who has created this concept called Just One Word, inspired by a true story. And there's an effort to now take a heartfelt story, which was, again, inspired by true events, and turn it into a movie. And so I'm really excited to have Chris back on the show with us. We had Chris on the show previously to talk about his experience as a teacher in obviously the music realm as well. But I'm excited to talk about this new venture that he is on and how we can be a part of it. Chris, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me on again. This is a real pleasure. I love what you do for Connecticut.
Oh my God, thank you. Oh, are you kidding me? Listen, Chris, you can come on whenever you want, especially when you compliment me. Like, that means an awful lot. Chris, remind people who you are. Just give a little synopsis. You're here in Fairfield County, but like I said, I certainly didn't do you enough credit. You've been in education, you know, music education for a very long time. This is such a part of not just your professional life, but even your personal life. You've talked about your kids even and the accolades that they have because of music. But tell people, just remind people who you are.
Well, I've been a middle school music teacher in Milford for 30 years, and I teach general music. I teach guitars, keyboards, bass, drums, all the fun instruments. And not that every instrument isn't fun, but, you know, kids get the rock out in my class. I have daughters that are musicians. My daughter, Caitlin, played drums with Cyndi Lauper for 3 years and toured the world with her. I got to see her play Madison Square Garden in the Hollywood Bowl. And my other daughter, Carly, is and was a musician. She's gone on to do other things with her life. And Caitlin and Carly were in a band called Kicking Daisies that was all over Radio Disney at one time and Disney TV about 15 years ago. So we have a lot going on with music in my family. And I've been a musician my entire life and used to teach music for anybody who remembers Daddario Music over on Barnum Ave in Stratford. I taught guitar there for years. Right next to the Walgreens there. The store is still there. I wish it was still open. But so I've been a part of the music community for my entire life, basically.
Yeah. See, I told you, you would do a much better job introducing yourself than I could. I want to talk about this new venture, though. So Chris emails me and says, hey, I'm working on a movie. And I'm like, done. I want to know what's going on. What is Just One Word?
Well, it's inspired by a true story and actually many of my students and different things that happened. But about 15 years ago, I had this amazing, amazing young lady as a student. But one thing that made her extremely unique is that she never spoke. She never said a word in school. Some might think it was a thing called selective mutism. It's an anxiety disorder. It actually affects about 2% of people from my research, from what I've been doing. And she came in, and for the 3 years in middle school, she never said a word to me. But little by little, we developed a relationship, and there were times she did everything. She was an amazing student. She played instruments and was just an incredible young lady, just never spoke. So over time, we developed a relationship. I mean, there'd be times where I'd get a tap on my left shoulder, and I'd turn around, and she'd be on the other side, kind of giggling a little bit. And, you know, we developed this relationship to where I started teasing her about, before she leaves this school, I want her to say at least one word to me, just one word. I'm hair deprived, so I told her, you call me baldy or call me fat or call me ugly. I don't care what you say to me. You're going to say something to me before you leave. And she didn't. And as we got near the end of eighth grade, I would say to her, are you going to at least say goodbye to me? Or how about just bye? Just one little word, just one word. And the last day of school came, and I can't tell you the ending because it will give away the ending to the movie. But I will tell you, Melissa, it was the greatest moment of my teaching career. It taught me so much, and it was a small gesture, but it was a huge, huge gesture. And anytime I would share it with people, I would get emotional. People would get emotional, and people would say, that sounds like the ending to an amazing movie.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It's so true. So you've given me goosebumps, and I don't even know how the movie ends. Truth be told, I don't. I know that there was a – so there's a – and I'm going to put the link, obviously, with your podcast on our website, voiceofct.com. You can watch the clip that comes with it. I didn't watch it, Chris, because I wanted to hear it from you first. But also, I don't want to know how it ends. I want to watch the movie. But why do you think music – and I know you and I talked about this before, because a lot of times you'll hear that when you have a newborn baby, you play classical music for them when they're falling asleep.
Yeah.
Why is music such a, I would say, such an integral part in personal growth in general?
It's emotion without words when you think about it. It's why is it, nobody knows why music is so emotional. Why is rhythm and sounds put together in a certain way create such an emotion and brings back so many memories? Think about, you can hear a song and it takes you right back to a place, a specific moment in your life or a specific event. I just think it speaks louder than words. There's that famous saying, I'm trying to remember who said it. Where words fail, music speaks.
Well, and honestly, and listen, this is probably hilarious coming from a talk show host. I think we forget the concept that God gave you two ears and one mouth too often. As a society, we're real good at talking, but we're not so great at listening. And it's funny to talk about a person who is unable to speak, but how powerful music can be, even to those who may not have a voice.
Yeah. And her, the way she spoke, she taught me a lot. And I want to share that with the world. And Melissa, I got to tell you, people are being so extremely, extremely generous in our campaign to fund this. It's a thing called Seed and Spark. And if anyone wants to go on there, seedandspark.com, and just search just one word. That's the name of our project. That's the name of the movie. And they can make a donation. And we're getting to where we're almost fulfilling our donation. But now we're going to transition from creating this movie, worrying about, are we going to be able to create this movie, to how are we going to even take it to the next level of creativity? So we're hoping people, even once we do meet our goal, people will continue, so we can get this movie out there to more than just a few festivals. We can get it out to as many festivals as we could, and even use it as a teaching tool throughout the community and throughout Connecticut or the world. You know, I think it will really inspire a lot of teachers.
I completely agree. And actually, I'm going to do you one better there, Chris. I'm putting a link to that Seed and Spark website on our website, voiceofct.com, so people can go right to it. And I want to make sure people know what they're getting involved with. So you said donations. People always want to know where their money is going. What exactly would the money go towards? And what does the future look like once you reach where you need to be financially?
Well, it's very expensive. Even to make a short film like this, the film's going to be between, say, 13 and 15 minutes. And we have a complete cast and a complete crew. To start with the cast, we have an amazing cast of actors who are experienced. And our lead actor, Leela, who is actually one of my students at my school, I just, you know, thought she would be perfect. And I asked Brian,
amazing,
the director, if he would audition her. And she came in and just blew it out of the water. And so I'm so excited for her also. But we're also bringing in 20 to 30, maybe even 40 extras, because it's got to look like it's a middle school, busy school going on. So we're going to have to feed all those people. We're going to have to feed the cast and crew. The cast and crew, this is a professional movie shoot. It's not somebody with a cell phone holding it up. And, you know, I mean, it is going to be an absolutely professional job done. We're talking about gaffers and lighting and camera crew and directors of photography and assistant directors. And these people have extensive resumes, and it's expensive. I never knew what it took to make one of these movies. I just worked with Brian Russell, the director, by creating music for his film. So I never knew what it entailed, everything in the background. Mm. And it's expensive. It's expensive to do it right. And we're hoping we can get this movie out to hundreds of film festivals around the country and just show it to the world. And who knows, maybe we can be that lucky one that makes it all the way to the Oscars. You know,
you never know. Crazy. Listen.
That's my crazy dream.
No, it's not a crazy dream. I think it's incredible. And it's called Just One Word. It is a film in the making. And if you want to be a part of this story, if you want to be a part of, you know, and I'm not even just talking about, you know, extras in the film. I'm talking about if you want to be part of supporting this. And again, to your point, you never know, you know, where this is going to go, Chris. Yes, it could go obviously to film festivals, but maybe a streaming network picks this up. I mean, I do find this type of, you know, and again, I don't know if it's kind of documentary sort of, but it, you know, when you're getting true stories or based on true stories and it hits that moment of, wow, this is that, like, this means something in today's world. And look, I think there's a place for it, especially because what's the number one thing that gets cut off of any education budget when money is tight? Music. It is the arts.
Yeah.
The arts get cut every time. The arts get cut every single time. And so when you have something like this with such impact, you know, who knows how far it can go. But even here in Connecticut, to be able to present something like this up at the legislative session or to present this at an education budget or to present it, you know, whatever, I think that's a big deal. I think it's a big deal.
That's,
you know?
Yeah, that's our dream, is to get this out to just beyond the film festivals. Brian has had his movies at over 300 film festivals, has won 80 plus awards. So, you know, he's not an amateur at this. And we're hoping to take it to the next level. And that's what the funding will do, will help us create this movie and then just kick it up to the next notch. And that's what we're hoping the community will support. And I do have to just give a big shout out to everybody. We put this campaign up for 30 days and we're in day five, and we are very, very far along to meeting our goal, but we want to go beyond now so we can make this even more creative and more special and more unique.
I think
so.
That's amazing.
I appreciate your support.
Yeah, of
course. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, Chris, it's not a problem at all. And like I said, a link to the website that Chris just mentioned, it's going to be on our website, voiceofct.com, obviously attached to Chris's full podcast. Chris, I want to thank you for what you do. In fact, during the time that you've been on this show, I've already gotten a number of people who have emailed or texted me personally to let me know how incredible you are and how much of a big deal you have been in music education in our listening area. So I thank you for being so dedicated, not just professionally, but even personally with your own children. And I love this new project. I hope it takes off. I really do. So keep us posted, certainly. And as I mentioned, you at home, if you want to play a part in this, donating to it, following along, we will put a link on our website, voiceofct.com, for you to learn more and to get involved. Thanks, Chris, and good luck. Keep me posted on how things go.